Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to mortgage protection, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
The Minister for Further and Higher Education, Patrick O'Donovan, has received approval to publish the bill that will outlaw the practice of student accommodation providers insisting on 51-week leases. The bill aims to deal with the issue of purpose-built student accommodation providers charging students rent to stay beyond term times. Well, the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Patrick O'Donovan, joins us now. And Minister, you're welcome. I want to get to that issue of student leases in just a moment. But first, as we've discussed already on the programme, we've had very sad news over the last 24 hours of a number of road deaths in counties Mayo and Westmeath, actually in the last 48 hours, a total of 97 deaths on our roads now so far this year. And today there have been more calls for more police on the roads. We heard earlier in the programme Superintendent Liam Geraghty saying that increased activity by all state agencies and awareness of the public can reduce road deaths. What is being done to reduce deaths on the road?
Well, good evening, Sarah, and good evening to your listeners as well. Look, first of all, I'd like to join with the condolences and the sympathies that have been given. And, you know, I represent a rural constituency in County Limerick. And unfortunately, this is something that isn't confined to one part of the country. It has visited many, many parts of the country and families are left devastated. And I remember from my time in the department or the all-party committee on transport when I was in the Dáil the first time, the then commissioner and the head of the Road Safety Authority reminded us that road safety comes under really three E's: engineering, enforcement and education. So there are various different things that need to be done, obviously, and that are being done very effectively by the Road Safety Authority, city and county councils up and down the country. But in relation to policing, look, we've had a round of recruitment into An Garda Síochána, just members being attested in the last 10 days, where over 6,000 people would have applied for positions there, and numbers are going upwards all the time. 157 new guards were attested last week in Templemore. So obviously, look...
And will you meet your target this year of, I think it's 1,000, is it, new Gardaí?
Well, look, that's the Minister for Justice's intention, and they've never had a bigger budget. The resources going into An Garda Síochána this year exceed 2.3 billion. So it isn't a small amount of money. We know that. But we also know that there's complex needs within the Gardaí at the moment. Earlier on, before I left the Dáil, you know, we had statements with regard to violence against women, violence in general. We have crimes that are being committed now that 10 or 15 years ago didn't even exist. And on top of that, we have to make sure that the regularity of our roads be policed is something that's to the fore of the Minister for Justice and the Minister for Transport as well. And I know that Dara Cleary is the Minister with responsibility for it. This is something, obviously, look, that is a government priority. But again, I'll finish where I started, and our sympathies on behalf of the government to all of those who have been bereaved in the last 48 hours.
I'll move on to the 51-week lease ban. You brought this to Cabinet, I think, yesterday. When will this law come into effect?
So it's a housing bill. So it's actually my colleague, Dara O'Brien, working with our department, is bringing forward the bill. We hope to have it enacted before the Dáil an Seanad rise for the summer to give legal effect straight away. It's something that, look, when I was appointed into the department following the now Taoiseach Minister, then Minister Simon Harris, we recognised a purpose-built student accommodation. People were beginning to move into this territory of asking for 51-week leases when the academic year is typically 40 weeks. And the saving that could be there for students, their parents and guardians was significant. So for the bill will be published shortly within the next couple of days. It'll come before the Dáil and then it'll go before the Seanad. And we'd hope to have it finished, all going well. We've already gotten pre-legislative scrutiny waived. So that means that, you know, the committee have basically forfeited their right to give pre-legislative scrutiny because they recognise the importance of it. So what we would be hoping is that the opposition would recognise the importance of it as well and allow it to have a fairly swift passage through the Oireachta so that it has legal effect and that students from September 25 onwards who will be in the realm once they get their CEO offering in the next 6 to 7 weeks, that they will have that legal protection that they won't be asked for a 51-week lease as opposed to a 40-week lease.
OK, and what about those who may have already signed up to a 51-week lease?
So legislation of the order with regard to contract isn't retrospective, so it's going forward.
They're stuck with it for the next year.
Yeah.
I wonder what you think about the fact that this has even been attempted from purpose-built student accommodation providers. Does that not point to the pitfall of handing over responsibility to the private sector and vulture funds for the provision of this type of accommodation?
No, because you need a mix. And to be fair, not everybody is doing this, but there was certainly enough to give us enough of an alert that we needed to move into the realm of legislation. Our department worked very closely with Darragh O'Brien and got great cooperation from all government colleagues to see the pitfall here and to respond to it. So I wouldn't say that that this is an either or. We need both investment from the universities, the Exchequer and the private sector as well. And one of the things that I have started examining since I've only been appointed in the last couple of weeks really is to see the numbers of grants of planning permissions that have been allocated by local authorities that haven't been taken up and for what reason, and to see if we can try and encourage those that have received planning permissions in areas of high density student accommodation to actually fulfil them, because they were granted by the local authorities and in many cases they haven't been taken up.
Okay, well, that would be interesting to find out why that's happening, because what we see, I know you're saying you need a mix, but I wonder, do you agree the balance is wrong at the moment? The vulture funds now own more student accommodation in Dublin than DCU, UCD and Trinity College combined. And a report by EY found that 80% of those rooms are being occupied by international students because they're so expensive.
Well, it is important to point out that the university sector have had the option outside of those that are in the technological university sector, have had the option of putting borrowing on their own balance sheets, and to some of them have engaged very proactively with the likes of the European Investment Bank to expand.
A lot of them are leveraged to the hilt though already,
yeah,
aren't they? That's the problem.
Well, a lot of them aren't as well. And some of them have engaged with European Investment Bank. And really, to be honest about it, while we have had a reliance on the private sector up until the last number of years, it is important to point out that only a few weeks ago, myself and the Taoiseach launched a €100 million investment by the government into student accommodation for UCD, DCU and Maynooth, which is significant. And I'd be hoping to be able to build on that in the budget negotiations.
Okay, but what do you think about the fact that, you know, well over a decade into Fine Gael being in government, that vulture funds now own more student accommodation in Dublin than the universities do?
In that decade, you'll recall, because you probably had me on this programme a lot of times, we were dealing with a banjaxed economy and where we were basically keeping the cogwheels of the country ticking over. And in that period of time as well, the population has expanded exponentially, and we now have a situation where we are investing through the National Development Plan, and third level education is getting a substantial amount of that investment directly into universities. And it is a priority of the Taoiseach because he led the windfall gain that was for the €100 million for the three universities that I mentioned, but it's also a priority for the government going forward that it is a mix, and in that mix we protect renters, and that's why we're bringing forward this legislation with regard to the 51 versus 40 week rental market.
All right, separately, Minister, you're launching a new course or new courses today for students with intellectual disabilities. This is under the Programme for Access to Higher Education. Can you tell me about that?
So look, there are good days in this job and there are great days, and today was really a great day, and this is about giving access to people to third level universities and higher education institutes that 10, 15 years ago would just have been unheard of. And this afternoon with the Taoiseach, we officially launched the first 160 places in a variety of different higher ed institutes across the country, a mixture of technological universities and universities like Trinity and others. I want to expand it, and I want to see this as something that every young person, regardless of their ability or their disability, is able to strive for. Today was a really special day because listening to the learners themselves, it has shown that this is something that, in collaboration with universities and employers, that they're getting a pathway now, not just through work or through education rather, but they're also getting a pathway into work. And it will also normalise our campuses, that people will be able to see, both students and academic staff, see people of difference. And so it's from the point of view of our department, we've put a lot of time in this over the last number of months. We want to expand it to the education and training boards and the other educational institutions that aren't part of the first round, and we hope to be able to do that shortly.
Finally, Minister, in 2022, Fine Gael Senator John McGahan was cleared by a circuit court jury in Dundalk on a charge of assault causing harm to a man related to an incident. But this week we found out that Senator John McGahan is being ordered to pay that man, Mr. White, €39,000 following a late night assault outside a County Louth pub. Is it appropriate, do you think, that Senator John McGahan continues in his current role?
So as you'll appreciate, the court proceedings here aren't finished and I think we should give them time to finish. Both John McGahan has expressed his regret for this and, you know, he has said that publicly. And I think once the court proceedings are finished, you know, we'll be in a position to have clearer lines with regard to it. But, you know, he has accepted his responsibility here. He has accepted that it was wrong. And once the court proceedings are finished, the party will consider the matter in full after that.
Minister Patrick O'Donovan, thank you very much.